This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Mary Coyne, capital C-O-I-N-E. Date was April 6th, 2022. No, wait a minute. Yeah, April 6, 2022. New paragraph, Mrs. Coyne was seen regarding increased edema period. She also has COPD, atrial fibrillation by history, hypothyroidism, pulmonary fibrosis, and osteoarthritis. New paragraph, history. Overall, Mrs. Coyne is doing reasonably well, period. She's an oxygen mainly at night, period. She does get short of breath easily, period. She's not too distressed when seen, period. She does have much edema and has increased to 3+, period. It does correlate a bit with some increased in dyspnea, period. She denies associated chest pain, period. There's no associated cough or sputum, period. She's known to have COPD and pulmonary fibrosis, period. She's not aware of any diagnosis of congestive heart failure, though, period. Nevertheless, her edema is increasing significantly, period. New paragraph, she has hypertension, which is currently controlled, and readings have been normal, period. She has atrial fibrillation and denies any palpitations or undue dizziness, period. The only anticoagulation is aspirin at the present time based on the decision from cardiology in the past, period. For COPD, she's on Symbicort, albuterol, and Ventolin, period. She had been in Bumix and this is not quite sufficient, period. The Bumix may have been a temporary treatment that is no longer using at the moment, period. New paragraph, the Bumix didn't seem to help that much, period. She has weakness in general, period. She's unsteady her feet and mobilizes by wheelchair, period. Review of systems is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, period. She has edema, period. He does have some dyspnea, which may have slightly worsened recently, period. New paragraph, pastasis is positive for hypertension, fibromyalgia, COPD, neuropathy, dementia with behavioral disturbance. I just say dementia, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis, hypothyroidism, pulmonary fibrosis, osteoarthritis and multiple joints, previous sacral back ulcers. Major depression, generalized anxiety. New paragraph. Examination, she was not acutely distressed, blood pressure 122 over 80, pulse. Mm-hmm. 64, O2 saturation 95%, the stifle rate is 20, head and neck.
Back is. I have a little bit about what it's like to go through COVID and
I lose in conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, ocular movements intact, oral mucosa are normal. Use normal to inspection. All mucosa are normal. Use normal to inspection. Hearing is adequate. Next up, with no mass or nodes. Lungs had diminished breath sounds, period. There's no wheezing or crackles, period. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2. She has a pansystolic murmur, 2 out of 6. She has 3 plus edema. Pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS cranial nerves go to normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Coyne has increased edema, and I'm starting Zoragoza 5 milligrams daily for 2 weeks, period. 2, she has COPD, and it may be progressing, and I'm hoping that by recent will improve it, period. I'll continue Ventolin HFA 2 plus 4 times a day as needed, plus albuterol 2 plus every 6 hours as Ventolin by aerosol, 2 plus 6 hours as needed, and Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, period. If she doesn't get better, I may continue nebulizer treatments, period. So she also has pulmonary fibrosis and needs nocturnal oxygen. 3, she has neuropathy. But she wasn't in too much pain, period. I'll continue Lyrica 25 milligrams twice a day. 4, she has mild dementia, and I'll continue Neprozil 5 milligrams daily and considering increases of down the road, period. 4, there's a history of atrial fibrillation, but the heart rate is stable. And we're not clear from her whether she still has this diagnosis. She's not on any rate controlling measures or anticoagulation other than aspirin, period. Good hypothyroidism, I'll continue levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Oh, can't just finish, it's not going to be put down 7. Because of her edema and her medications, and her debility, I recommend home care, occupational therapy, and physical therapy, period. The hope is she'll transfer better and mobilize better, period. And this is for osteoarthritis and for COPD. And increase this in the period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.